listener production.
Hi there, Isabel Everett with your news briefing. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the government is on standby to support the Solomon Islands after an earthquake hit this afternoon.
I just hope that all Australians are safe, and we hope that the impact of this devastating earthquake is minimised, and we stand ready to provide support.
There's no tsunami warning for the country or for Australia as the government tries to contact the nation to confirm the safety of Aussies over there. So far, there's been no reports of any deaths or serious injuries. The Smith family has been the target of a cyber attack. The personal info of some supporters may have been compromised, but the charity is confident the data in itself cannot be used to make fraudulent purchases. Almost a decade after the offer was made, the first of 150 refugees have resettled in New Zealand. Six people have landed in Auckland this afternoon after spending 8 years in Aussie detention camps. Bunnings has been forced to pull a popular gardening product from its shelves. 5-litre packs of Roundup F Weed Killer Fast ready to use have been recalled. There's worries a packaging fault could lead to leaks. Briefly, new laws that'll cut the cost of electric cars by thousands of dollars look set to pass Parliament, but they'll also scrap tax breaks for hybrids. And he might be the world's richest man, but Elon Musk has apparently lost almost $420 million a day for the past year. His net worth now sitting at $257 billion.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.